This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planting guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 751, up 3 3/4. May wheat trading at 761, up 4 1/4. March corn now trading at 684 1/4, up 4. May corn trading at 685, up 4 1/4. January soybeans now trading at 1398 1/4, up 9 1/4. March beans trading at 1375 1/2. Up 8 1/4. The overnight crude oil market, 33 cents lower at 92.76. The Brent crude, 37 cents lower at 110.94. The February gold contract, $5.90 higher at $1,654.80. The U.S. dollar index, 0.064 higher at 80.563. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat closed at 747 1/4, down 8 1/4. May wheat closed at 756 3/4, down 8. July wheat closed at 763 1/4, down 8. March corn on Friday ended at 680 1/4, down 9. May corn ended at 680 3/4, down 10 1/4. July corn ended at 674 3/4, down 11 3/4. January soybeans Friday ended at 1389, down 14. March beans ended at 1367 1/4, down 19 1/4. May beans ended at 1358 1/2, down 19 3/4. January soybean meal Friday ended at 398.20, down 74. March meal ended at $399, down 52. May meal ended at $393, down 54. January soybean oil on Friday ended at $49.42, down 79. March oil ended at $49.90, down 80. May oil ended at $50.33, down 78. March oats on Friday ended at 3.32 3/4, down a nickel, and May oats ended at 3.38 1/2, down 6 1/2. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans and wheat lower. Beneficial crop weather for the South American crops and slower than expected export sales weighed on soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 666 to 695. Soybeans dropped 14 to 18 cents at 1347 to 1368. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 673 to 692, while soybeans fell 14 to 19 cents at 1370 to 1382. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 to 9 cents at $6.63 to $7. Soybeans fell 16 to 18 cents at $13.82 to $14.04. And wheat prices down 8 to 10 cents at $7.34 to $7.52. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 14 to 15 cents at $13.97 to $14.09, while basis increased 4 to 5 cents on Friday up to 30 to 42 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $5.60 to $6.60 a ton to range from $4.14 to $423 a ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 5 to 9 cents at $6.84 to $6.99, with basis steady to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 4 to 19 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 cents lower at $6.65 to $6.66, with basis steady, ranging from 15 to 14 under the March. Soybeans ended 11 to 14 cents weaker at $14.02 to $14.12, with basis gaining 5 to 8 cents, ranging from 35 to 45 over the March. New crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery closed 8 cents lower for the day at $7.21 to $7.38, with basis ending steady, ranging from 42 to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids a penny stronger at $6.64 to $6.65. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 10 to 11 cents, with quotations at $14.22 to $14.39. Soft red winter wheat fell 4 cents at $7.56 to $7.57, and the Milo down 9 cents at $6.44 to $6.45. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevators to producers, new crop corn bids range from $5.26 up to $5.45. New crop soybean bids at $12.27 to $12.42. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.37 up to $5.52. New crop beans at $12.35 to $12.52. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from a low of $5.24 up to $5.56. New crop beans, $12.32 to $12.47, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from $7.11 up to $7.43. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, February hogs closed at 86.22, down 17. April hogs closed at 89.85, down 32. May hogs closed at 96.97, unchanged. February cattle on Friday closed at 132.95, down 90. April cattle closed at 136.77, down 55. June cattle closed at 131.92, down 20. January feeder cattle on Friday closed at 153.17, up 82. March feeders closed at 156.32, up $1.42. And April feeders closed at 157.87, up 70. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Hello, this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 82 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 79 to 80.87. With the weighted average carcass price of $80.47. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 40 to 45. 4 to 5 weight sows were bringing 41 to 49. The 500 pound and up were bringing 44 to 51. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded mostly a dollar higher and ranging from 53 to 57. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 16,323 head. In cattle trading in Illinois at the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 354 head. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers, slaughter cows and bulls traded mostly steady. Slaughter Holsteins were lightly tested, and the trade was active and demand was good. Choice steers ranged in a price at $127.75 to $132.50. Choice Holstein steers ranged from $116 to $122.50. Choice heifers traded $127.75 to $131.75. Moving on to the slaughter cows, breaking type, ranging 81 to 86. The boners were 72 to 80, and the lean cows 65 to 71. At the special feeder cattle auction at Carthage, receipts of 875 head, and starting with the feeder steers, the 400-pounders were bringing 155 to 161, and the five weights were 147 to 159, with some fancies at 162 to 163.25. Six-weight steers traded at 138 to 143, with some fancies at 146.25. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 400-pounders traded 130 to 141, with some fancies at 151. Five-weight heifers, 134 to 141.50, and the six-weights, 122.50 to 139.25, with some fancies at 138 and a quarter, all the way up to 140. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses at $194.91, which was 97 cents higher, and select carcasses at $183.28, which was 66 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, January 4th, cattle slaughter was estimated to be at 127,000 compared to 130,000 for last week and 136,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000, that compared to 433,000 last week and 428,000 for a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for butter, 150 up a half. For block cheese, 176 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 172 down 1. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1803. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, 678. For February, 674. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, 671. For February, 674. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, 1391. And for February, 1375. Wheat delivered to Scottville, 723. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, 678, corn at Scottville, 671, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1391, and wheat at Scottville, 723. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 40s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, cloudy and warmer, a chance of a shower Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy skies on Friday. Low temperatures in the mid-40s by Friday, high temperatures reaching the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 22 degrees on this Monday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news, here's an update of the area livestock markets. First of all, we'll join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture with a report on last Tuesday's auction at United Producers of Shelbyville.
Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold 50 cents to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold 50 cents higher, while the slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle were not reported today. The receipts for this auction on Tuesday totaled 385 head. Choice slaughter steers range from 125 up to 131, with select and choice steers ranging from 118 up to 123. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 116 to 120. Select and choice Holstein steers range from 110 to 114. And the choice slaughter heifers range from 126 up to 131.
Now here's an update from Wednesday's auction at Greenville.
And receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 546 head. And compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1.50 lower in a light test. Slaughter cows and bulls both traded steady, and feeder cattle traded unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers range from 124.50 up to 130. Select and choice slaughter steers at 115 up to 124.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice range from 112 up to 114. Select and choice Holstein steers at 106 to 112. Choice slaughter heifers sold at 122 up to 126, with some select and choice heifers ranging from 117 to 124.50. In the slaughter cows, average dressing boning cows range from 72 to 80, with low dressing boning cows at 64 to 70. Lean cows average dressing range from 65 to 70, high dressing at 71 to 72, and low dressing lean cows range from $55 to $63. Slaughter bulls yield grade 1s under 1,500 pounds, average dressing sold at 80, with some low dressing at $73 to $75. And over 1,500-pound bulls average dressing at $80 to $90, with some low dressing at $72. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, weighing 5 to 600 pounds, traded at 133 up to 147. Feeder steers and heifers, medium and large ones, a package weighing 1,024 pounds, traded at 124. They were value-added. Feeder heifers, medium-large ones, averaging 516 pounds. Those sold in a range of 121 up to 124. And some feeder heifers, medium-large twos, averaging 1,008 pounds, sold at 88.50 to 92. That is a recap of the Greenville auction for January the 2nd. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now I'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it was an interesting week in the hog market. We started out with some lower prices on Monday in reaction to the December hog and pig report. USDA said the breeding herd was up 0.2%, and market hog inventory the same as a year ago. Those were higher numbers than we thought, and the futures was down on Monday, but we've recovered, and we're ending the week with the futures about the same as the previous Friday. Cash hog prices mostly in the mid-50s on a live weight basis and around $80 per hundredweight on a carcass weight basis. Again, not that different than 7 days earlier. Cutout value for pork carcasses actually up this week, $1.50 higher than the week before. That's good news as we go forward. And weights continue to be down. Iowa Southern Minnesota Baron Gilt live weight last week averaged 275.8 pounds. That's down 2.1 pounds from the same week a year ago, down for the 14th consecutive week. And that helps, of course, reduce pork on the market and helps boost prices.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. The 15-member National Pork Board gathers for its first meeting of the year later this week. National Pork Board President Conley Nelson is looking forward to this meeting.
I'm in my fifth year of being on the board, and this is one of the more interesting board meetings of the year, our January meeting. And always every year we have a tradition of selecting a state that we're going to go and we're going to interact with that state's pork leaders and just leaders in that state and review some of the things that are critical that are going on in that state that relates to the pork industry. So this year we're going to San Antonio, Texas, and there's definitely some interesting things that we'll be able to hear and participate in with this meeting.
Each state has its own specific challenges, and that includes Texas.
They are a state that has a large feral pig population, and that has a concern to how disease gets carried in other parts of the country. And so that has a concern for all pork producers. So We've got some officials, for example, Dr. D. Ellis from the Texas State Veterinarian, and Mike Bodenchuk, who's Texas Director of Wildlife Service, to come in and talk about some of that threat. You know, some pretty high-level people coming in and helping educate us. We also, Texas is also a big Hispanic population in the United States. We spend a lot of checkoff dollars try to marketing towards Hispanics, so we'll be doing some things around that area as well.
Budget items will also be addressed at this meeting, and Mr. Nelson emphasizes the National Pork Board is committed to investing those checkoff dollars wisely. For more information, go to www.pork.org. Last week, legislators in Washington, D.C., as part of the fiscal cliff package, extended the 2008 Farm Bill. It, for the most part, will cover crops planted in the coming spring, just as usual. Still, the extension is due to expire in September, and as Todd Gleason reports, the 113th Congress has two versions of the updated bill to reconcile.
Researchers at Illinois have some of the oldest constructed and operational wetlands in the nation. They were built in 1994. Now those wetlands and a brand new set, along with something called a bioreactor, are being called into service again, says biogeochemist Mark David.
The project is to put some of those in, learn about how well they work, look at their greenhouse gas emissions, how well they remove nitrate, and then also communicate that to landowners, stakeholders in the watershed, and that's where we bring in the team that we have, which includes a rural sociologist, Courtney Flint, and so she brings in, she's done a survey of landowners in the watershed already. We'll be doing field days to show them the wetlands, show them the bioreactors, and then try and assess their willingness and sort of what are their views, do those views change about what they think about those kind of practices.
In particular, the researchers are interested in what farmers and landowners think about the bioreactor installation. It is scientifically clear the tile lines buried in many farm fields carry away not only extra water, but also nitrates. It's a byproduct of the plant food used to help the crops on the field grow. When installed at the end of the tile line, the bioreactor can remove some of those nitrates.
And the nitrate is removed by microorganisms living on the wood chips. So we basically divert the flow through a trench, and the trench is full of wood chips. And so that water spends hours to maybe even days moving through the wood chips. Most of the time at higher flows, it's 2 or 3 hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours. And during that time, the microbes are able to remove the nitrate, and it goes back to the atmosphere as a harmless gas.
If the research and its outreach program are successful, the eventual large-scale adoption of bioreactors could improve drinking water in local areas and reduce the size of the hypoxia zone in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Todd Gleason.
Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 751, up 3 3/4. May wheat trading at 768 1/4, up 3 1/2. March corn trading at 684 1/4, up 4. May corn trading at 685, up 4 1/4. January soybeans trading at 1397, up 8. March beans trading at 1375, up 7 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.